Sergeant Dave. I got totally hooked into this new SWAT show, Miami SWAT, on Netflix.
I don't know about it.
It's good. It's basically, it's Cops, except it's Miami SWAT.
Okay.
How many episodes of Cops are there? Every time I tune it in, it's a different episode.
Well, now there's Cops Reloaded.
Yeah. I've told you that my cousins have been on there before, right?
No.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Pittsburgh police officers.
How cool.
Yes. I mean, not in the same episode, but it's...
Still.
Yeah, it's kind of fun when it comes up. Okay, Oak Creek. Oak Creek police respond to the La Quinta. Is that how you say it? La Quinta?
Yes. Yep.
July 2nd, 6:30 in the morning. According to the police reports, a guest's tires and rims completely gone from his 2016 Dodge Charger overnight. All four of them gone. Under the vehicle, police observed a tire jack, spare tire, under the front right part of the car that was used to prop up the vehicle as the tires were removed. The estimated loss, $6,000.
Whoa.
Staying at the La Quinta in Oak Creek, 6:30 in the morning, boom. 2016 Dodge Charger. Racine County. A husband and wife team fled police at 100 miles an hour after a scrap metal theft that they claim was for the sake of their 7-year-old's birthday party. July 8th, just before 4 in the morning, police dispatched to the Racine Metal Fab after a report of scrap metal theft. The business, according to criminal complaint, guy was behind the wheel of a pickup truck east on Highway 11. They caught up with him. Then he sped up to 80. And then they accelerated further up to 103, tried to make a run for it on I-94. Two state trooper squads at 60 miles per hour within 4 feet of the vehicles pulled over to the side of the interstate. Unrelated traffic stop. Officers in the east frontage road started pursuing. Finally got up to the two of them. They told the cops they were taking the scrap metal to sell to get extra money for the 7-year-old son's birthday party. You know what? No matter what you're doing it for, it's
illegal.
Yeah. It's theft.
You could take your 7-year-old to the park and probably have just as good a time.
What? Spending quality time with your child?
Yeah. Shocking, I know.
Waukesha police responded to the intersection of Newhall and Grand Avenue. Several teenagers were in the back of a car drinking and urinating in a person's yard. A second person who called police said they could see them chugging beer, being loud, and lighting fireworks out the trunk. When police arrived and conducted a traffic stop, at least two of the vehicle's occupants took off running. You never did anything like that in high school, did you?
No. Not that I got
run?
Caught.
No, I never ran.
Didn't get caught either. All right, staying in Waukesha here. An anonymous caller called the Waukesha police 10 o'clock Saturday night. Quote, some sort of a leaf blower was going off in the parking structure of the Waukesha Memorial Hospital the last couple of hours. The cops showed up. It wasn't a leaf blower. A guy was power washing the parking ramp.
Have you power washed, either of you?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah,
it looks like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, but, man, you got to be really careful when you power wash. Really careful.
What happens?
Well, I mean, you could literally, like, stuff could fall apart.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
You blow paint off of things.
You can blow paint. You can blow stuff off. You can blow siding off.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's pretty intense, which is what makes it so much fun. Also, Waukesha police respond to a residence, West Avenue, Dunbar, 9:30 Saturday night. Woman calls up and says there are two piles of bones on the sidewalk and they might be human. When police arrived, the woman pointed out the two piles of bones. They were bones. They were dog chew bones.
Well, another almost hero.
Somebody's been watching too much TV.
Or listening to Gino.
And finally, from The Patch, a woman was advised on her improper use of 911. She was in the passenger seat. Her son was driving I-94, going 10 miles over the speed limit. She told him to slow down or she was calling the cops. She called 911 on him.
Oh.
The woman said, I'm inside a red Chevy Malibu. My teenage son is driving and he's going 10 miles over on the freeway. That's the part of the freeway that's 70 and he was going 80.
Mm-hmm.
The mom did not feel safe. she made him pull over. Oh, that is your crime update.